You're listening to Devotion by Design, a podcast series exploring the National Gallery's exhibition on Italian altarpieces from the late Middle Ages. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
The final room of the exhibition invites us to question. It presents us with a variety of different paintings. Some are still in wood, some still have that iconic quality. Others are much more modern, inverted commas, in their design, some using canvas, which of course was unusual. And so the question that we're invited to ask is, how were these used? What was their purpose? And it shows you the enormous flexibility, too, of the different components of the altar. They could be used as individual paintings of devotion, as well as set within a whole scene telling the narrative of salvation or the narrative of a saint's life. The one that really captures me, I think, is really a stunning piece, the Madonna of Humility. And what I like about this is, first of all, you're immediately drawn in to the center, and the center, of course, is Our Lady embracing her child. And it's the way in which the two are wrapped in each other. Their gaze is focused absolutely on each other, and there's a beautiful gesture of the child reaching up, as any child would do in such close proximity to his mother, just to touch his mother's cheek. There's a great sense here of intimacy, a great sense of simplicity around this. And yet the artist has very cleverly put in the absolute surrounds, the borders, all the typical features that we expect to see again of paintings of Our Lady with the child. You see this wonderful carpet of the field, a rich field, showing, of course, that they are part of the new creation. And then there are the angels looking on. It's one of those paintings that you really just want to stand in front of and let yourself be drawn in a sort of prayerful admiration and devotion. Christopher?
I think this is fascinating, and I want to take us over the other side of the room, because there's a little miniature triptych of the birth of the Virgin, which is absolutely a stunning miniature triptych, depicting that scene in the house. And it's a very busy scene where St. Anne is lying in her bed. It reminds me, James, of the painting, the icon that we looked at, I think, in Advent,
yes,
the birth,
right,
of John the Baptist.
Right.
But the vibrant colours, and, you know, this painting is the mid-15th century, and how vibrant the colours are. It's filled with activity. St. Anne has just given birth. St. Joachim is at the side, sort of watching on. And there is the infant Anne, there being sort of looked after by one of the midwives, about to be washed. A very homely scene.
Yes. It's also designed as a triptych, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the two panels on either side can be folded in.
Yeah.
So it's clearly meant to be portable.
Yeah.
So you can envisage this as being transported with the person as part of their own personal devotion, not just for decoration.
Absolutely. You really get a sense that, you know, this is drawing you into the, even, you know, pre the birth of Christ.
And Christopher, what's also interesting in this one is the perspectives, because even within such a small frame, the artist has given us a sense of depth.
Yeah.
So you have a sense that you're really looking into a three-dimensional chamber, and likewise on the two frames on either side. Again, it's the way in which the art world encloses our world, or our world is invited into it, which is very lovely.
Our Devotion by Design podcasts are a joint production between the Clifton Diocese and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. Our sincere thanks go to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. You can find out more about their collection and the Devotion by Design exhibition at the excellent nationalgallery.org.uk.